Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Don Parker, Manager of Integrated Pest Management for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The initial amount of information that they've released right now is basically just looking at how many bees the beekeepers lost on average. So right now the amount is about the lowest it's been since they've started recording this, which has been about 8 years now. Last year it was up above 30%. The initial results this year show that the total losses from all causes were around 23% this year, which is compared to 30% last year is quite a noticeable drop. And it's one of the lower numbers that we've had out in several years. The year before last was also down in the 20s as well. So it fluctuates from year to year. The Bee Informed survey with USDA, they survey a group of beekeepers across the country and try to get responses in, asking them what types of mortalities they had in their bees throughout the winter. They tried to get them to provide some information about what type of things like queen just disappearing or whether just reduction in numbers, how healthy the colony is. So there's several different pieces of information that they get through this survey.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Since then, they've realized there's more involved than just the colony collapse disorder phenomenon. So if you read the study, it will say that most beekeepers did not report colony collapse disorder as the problem that they were having with their bees. There's many other factors that are causing them. So they report on several of these other factors. And it's led to a lot of research and a greater honeybee health decline issue. It's not just one particular issue. There's many factors that are involved in it. And if you read the study, you will see that the researchers focus in quite a bit on the challenge that has evolved in controlling varroa mite. And USDA recently held a summit on it because it's become such a big focal point in trying to understand the decline in honeybee health.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
There's a lot of debate going on right now about what role pesticides play in all of this, and there are a lot of groups that try to advocate that we should cancel neonic insecticides or some other insecticides the same as Europe did. Europe did not cancel them. Europe passed a 2-year ban on neonic insecticides, essentially because there's just not really enough evidence to conclude that they are the cause of the decline in the honeybees. Australia recently had another in-depth review of the neonic class and the literature that was around it, and Australia came out with their study and announced that they found no link, no cause from the neonics, and they're having no action on it. So it has a big impact on our industry because we're trying hard to work with beekeepers to understand how we can work with them to help provide more forage, more habitat, things that we can improve the bee situation. And we're having a lot of challenges, though, from groups that are basically just trying to target pesticides.